Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual. This is segment A, 898A, to be specific, 898A of You, the Owner's Manual. Thanks for downloading us. We are the segment where you get the latest medical news of the week and what it means for you. The greatest story of this week, I thought, was that a probiotic helps you prevent osteoporosis. That's right, a daily probiotic. But we'll get to how great this prevention is and when you can start taking it. Warning labels scare people away from sugary drinks, a Harvard study shows. Best foods for your immune system is another top story of the week, as well as why humans need to get up and move it. Stress disorders tied to 46% increased risk of autoimmune disease, what you can do about that. And veterans, who do you think, men or women who are vets, have more suicides? Yeah, it's women, unfortunately, and what you can do about it. Let's go and talk about what I think is the best story of the week and what it means to you. This is a story from, I got to figure out the country. I think it was in Gothenburg in Sweden. They randomly allocated 90 women who were on average age 73 at the start and looked at what happened to them over a period of time when they received either a probiotic with the active lactobacillus in it. Lactobacillus you can get from probably many probiotics. I get one that's called Culturelle, because I serve as chair of their scientific advisory board. But this was using lactobacillus, in fact. And if it was from Sweden, and these women, if in the control group, got the same pill or powder without the active bacteria. What happened? This is really remarkable because over the year, both groups of women lost bone mass, as everyone does when they get older, except if you jump. But this was more powerful than vitamin D and more powerful than calcium and vitamin D combined. Not more powerful than calcium, vitamin D, and jumping, though. But the probiotic decreased bone loss by a whopping, and I say whopping because we don't have anything hardly in medicine that works this well, by 50% over the one-year period. So if this is confirmed in other things, the reason they did it is it was confirmed in animals. They did it in mice and then another animal species beforehand. But when they gave it to these elderly women, a decrease, and they did CT scans. So this wasn't amateur measuring of bone mass. This is a serious measuring of bone mass with computerized tomographic bone scans. And what they found was a 50% reduction from just taking a probiotic every day. So I'm glad I take the probiotic. And I think this is another reason that makes it more likely that a probiotic a day is one of those Fab 8 supplements where the benefit certainly seems to outweigh the risk in decreasing your rate of aging. They're pretty darn inexpensive as well. Another story, men with erectile dysfunction twice as likely of heart disease. Yeah, if you've got erectile dysfunction on a guy, no matter what your age, you should see a cardiologist and check out whether you've got heart disease and what can be done with it. Aspirin is another one of those great things to take if you've got erectile dysfunction, because not only does it one of the best ways of preventing erectile dysfunction, but it's one of the best ways of preventing some of the consequences of arterial dysfunction, such as heart disease and stroke. Best foods for your immune system. Yeah, we have a book coming out called What to Eat When, or Eating the When Way. But one of the great foods, jalapeno peppers, which get their spice from capsaicin, something of an all-star at decreasing inflammation. Lemons are great because they have bioflavonoids, which kill cancer-causing free radicals. Apples, eating an apple a day does keep the doctor away, probably because of the flavonoid in its skin. Apples are also high in fiber. Remember to wash them well, even get organic if you can. Chicken soup, another one of the things. Garlic is another one of those great foods, as may be sage. You'll have to get the book to get the full story. The book isn't out yet. Comes out February 6th, What to Eat When. My favorite story is warning labels scare people away from sugary drinks. At Mass General, they put either texts on books, that is something on sugared beverages that said, or they put graphic warnings, or they put calorie labels on big labels. Which worked? It was the scary things. Decreased sugary drink purchases by 14.8%. You know what works even better at the Cleveland Clinic? Just not having the sugary drinks available. Decreases sugary drink consumptions by over 90% by not having them available, making people bring them in. It's not that you can't bring it in. It's that we don't want to make it easy for you to get sick. We want to make it difficult for you to get sick, easy to stay healthy for our employees. So I would say to Mass General, go one step further. Don't even bother with the graphic labels. Just don't have them there and have something explaining to people graphically, videoly, whatever, as we do. You can do your own thing and find out which works best, but explaining why we don't have any sugared beverages or any fried foods on campus. Or going to no processed meats and going to nothing but 100% whole grains. So we want to teach people that they can get a lot healthier with taking great tasting food, but that avoids all the bad stuff. And anyone can do that. It's not rocket science to avoid the bad stuff. Next story, and so I applaud Mass General, visual signs, that is showing a heart with a lethal image, a lethal effort in it from sugar, or a impotence or wrinkles are more powerful than calorie labels or text messages. They aren't as good as just making it more difficult to get it, I think. I told you about men with erectile dysfunction have twice the incidence of heart disease. Omega-3s in this large study, DHA is good for your brain. In another large study, we're having all kinds of, it's just a summary study. It's not original research. The original research that we've reported on shows that fish, especially fish such as salmon and ocean trout, are great for your brain and body. But DHA, omega-3 also helps. Maybe it's the omega-7 that usually gets distilled away when they get fish oils. That also is a extra benefit, but clearly something in fish is better than fish oils alone, but DHA is something to get if you can't stand fish. There's hope for a vaccine to prevent type 1 diabetes is another story this week. What do we mean by this? Well, maybe we'll be giving everyone the anti-tuberculosis vaccine, because this vaccine seemed to decrease the appearance of type 1 diabetes. And so if you've got a family history of type 1 diabetes, maybe it's something to give to your children early after birth, meaning 6 months or more later after birth, but maybe it'll prevent type 1 diabetes. That it's pretty early data from Boston Children's Hospital. Only 9 people have gone more than a year. So we don't know it, but it looks it. The next study is on What is the next study? Why am I skipping over it? I apologize. I skipped by it. The next study is on humans need to both get up, which means move a little all the time, don't stand in your chair for a long time, and do some intense exercise, 20 minutes, three times a week. Turns out the intense exercise is much better for your heart and blood vessels. The moving it is much better for avoiding metabolic disease, diabetes, and its consequences, which involve heart, stroke. The two together, better than one alone, but definitely get up. And then, if you can, do some intense exercise. Just a few more steps every day made a difference in the getting up and in the intensity of exercise. Cigarette producers' websites have to have a new label. Yeah, as part of the settlement, they have to say that they've been deceiving us. Maybe we should make all government statements that deceive us, as well as all products. But they say on there... they warn visitors, tobacco companies intentionally design cigarettes to make them more addictive, and cigarettes advertised as light and low tar have the same amount of tar and nicotine as regular ones. That's what their website has to have on it, because they deceived us. I like the fact that as part of the settlement, they have to have it on, that on their website. We should have that on government websites when politicians and the government deceive us too, maybe. But I digress. Smoking hits a new low. Only 14% of adults, 42% in 1960 lit up. It's now down to 14%. That's tremendous. That's saving us many, many billions of dollars and much illness every year. But if it takes us 50 years to get this far with cigarettes, if it takes us the same amount with preventing hypertension or treating it or preventing obesity, we'll never succeed as a country. We will fail because of the forced rationing, etc. So do get healthier faster than smoking. But congratulations to the anti-smoking advocates. You've got it down to 14%. That's wonderful. A third of children use alternative medicines like vitamin D and vitamins, thank God, because most of them don't get enough food, enough nutrients from their food. Vitamin D and half a multivitamin twice a day, very good choices to improve longevity. I'm surprised that only a third get it. More of us should get it, because we don't get enough healthy nutrients because we eat lousy diets in America. More fruits and vegetables are needed. In rural America, severe obesity is increasing, and they have less motivation. Apparently, they're driving more and not walking more. I always thought in rural America you walked more, but apparently you drive more. Stress disorders increase autoimmune disease. That is, people who suffer from post-traumatic stress get a much more type 2 diabetes, much more of the autoimmune thyroid disease, much more of this of the other autoimmune diseases of the bowel than do people who don't have those stress disorders. 46% more. It's actually remarkable. In this category also is veterans who are stressed, if you will, have a 30% increase in suicide if you're a guy, but 100% more if you're a woman. So if you know a vet, befriend them, help them, make sure they know how to get help. And just being their friend is a big thing for people with stress-related disorders. So talk to your friends who are vets. Tell them how much you appreciate what they did and want to be their friend long term. Again, the key story, taking a daily probiotic with lactobacillus decreased bone loss in osteoporotic women of 73 years or older by 50%. Better than most of the therapies we have, better than calcium and vitamin D alone, but calcium, vitamin D jumping in this should be your remedy for a lifestyle treatment for protecting your skeleton and protecting your spine, hips, and knees. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual. I really want to thank you for listening to us. This is 898A. Download us, rate us weekly. Tell us what you want. You can write me at ageprooflife@gmail.com. Ageprooflife, no punctuation in between it. AGEPROOFLIFE. ageprooflife@gmail.com, and I'll respond to you, or at least try and get whatever you want in. You can follow us at Dr. Mike Roizen at Twitter or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. But in any case, thanks very much for listening. And Darian, thanks for great engineering as usual, but especially thank you for downloading us and listening. It's what keeps us going, and the emails that you send back are what keep me going. Thanks again. We'll be back next week, 899A, with a new, if you will, You the Owner's Manual, the news of the week, and what it means to you.